he built him a house, because he was a jack of all trades. He was a farmer. He could do. And he went to school all he could. And he didn't quit studying. He studied right on the animal institute. He studied right on today. He well read. Daniel get back over that, but then and he could build, he could do, in other words, there wasn't very much he couldn't do. Mm-hmm. So he said, I'm going to build me a brick home. And he said, I'm going to do every bit of it myself. I said, how long is it going to take you, people? It'll take about 2 years, 2 or 3 years. Mm-hmm. Well, I wanted me to go over there one day and have him measure it all. Square it up, you know. It had to have it perfect. Mm-hmm. Well, now, he got all of that. He dug around, dug all of his foundation out. All right. He had to have that poured. Mm-hmm. He got and banged the concrete out and then poured that. And he put up every bit of that house. Now, of course, he had some son-in-laws and some sons. Nine and he tells them, hey, what about y'all helping me tomorrow? Of course, that was true. Got ready to put up his rafters. He got them to help him put up his rafters. One man couldn't put them up, but he put all the stud and everything. He put every piece of plumbing in. Mm-hmm. He done it every bit just like he wanted. Mm-hmm. But he didn't build it. I told him, I said, you're going to make one mistake. And which he did, he told me if he ever built another, he'd do it different. And he got his water to where if something went wrong, you know, that didn't affect no water nowhere else. In other words, he done a perfect plumbing job, Dave. Mm-hmm. He'd done every bit of the wiring. He done everything. Got everything right ready, and he got his brick men there. Now, he had his brick. Now, he didn't lay his brick. Mm-hmm. He didn't put the roof on the house. Mm-hmm. But he done all but except put the shingles on. Mm-hmm. Pouring that floor, pouring them floors, and putting the roof on, and laying them bricks all he didn't do. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it took him a long time to be his big. But he built a big porch. He built a pretty good porch on the front. Mm-hmm. Well, that living room there, nobody ever goes in there. Mm-hmm. But he's got a big den. Now, their eating table, mm-hmm, is it this big den? Oh, it's a big one. Mm-hmm. But now the living room, you never go in. But now the rest of the house, mm-hmm, that den is about where they all live till they get ready to go to bed. Mm-hmm. Well, now, you take it, don't matter what you want there. Now, there's two doors goes in that house. Mm-hmm. Two doors. That's the difference in the way they build today. Of course, he'd have to build another one. He'd build it different. Which, everybody does that.
Yeah.
If you build a door, you find some place, mm-hmm, that you would have changed, don't you see?
Mm-hmm. That's kind of, you know, when you build something, you can see a way you would have done it different, but the only way you could have found out the way you could do it different is by building it in the first place.
You had to build it that way the first time, you wouldn't know. But, he told me, he said, I had to build another one, so I was going to build another one. Mm-hmm. And two or three wanted to buy it. He told me, if y'all want to buy this house, you better be buying it.